We now continue our Project Milwaukee series exploring the barriers that confront thousands of Milwaukee public school students. Today, WUWM's Marty Michelson takes us to one of the lowest performing schools in the state, Bayview High School on the city's south side. She spoke with teachers and other adult leaders there about educating a relatively large number of students who are struggling academically or personally. It's the middle of the afternoon at Bayview High School, and a small class of juniors and seniors is seated at old wooden desks for an English lesson. The students have just finished watching a video of a Palestinian poet who's written about stereotypes of Arabs and Muslims. Amani Assad, a student teacher from Alverno College, is leading the discussion.
Did you like this?
Yeah.
Pharrell, what do you think?
I think it was beautiful, man. You never really look at it from their point of view.
Right, you don't look at it from their point of view.
Assad will soon finish her assignment at Bayview and plunge into a job search. Being a graduate of the Milwaukee Public School System, Riverside High School, she says she'd be thrilled to teach in MPS, including at Bayview. It recently made the state's list of poorest performing high schools because half its students are not proficient in reading and math.
I like being in MPS because I feel at home here. I can relate to the kids. I know that things are tough. I've had those bad days where I just don't feel like doing anything. You know, at their age, at the middle and high school level, where I just put my head down, I'm having a bad day or family problems, I don't want to be here.
Assad is teaching today alongside one of her former MPS teachers, Laura Peart. She's been with the district 17 years, including the past six at Bayview. Peart acknowledges that a lot of her students are struggling. She says on any given report card, she gives unsatisfactory marks to 10% of her students, and about 5% fail for the semester. The reasons are varied.
Probably number one is not coming to school. And we've got kids with their own kids at home and jobs to do, and they're helping to pay the light bill at home.
While some problems are beyond the teacher's control, Peart says there are things the district could do to make her more effective in the classroom. One is to provide textbooks. None of the teens in this class have had an English textbook this year. Peart says there's no money.
It's aggravating.
Yet Peart says she and other teachers regularly face criticism when meeting with supervisors from the district central office.
There's always pressure on me to pull the best out of my kids. It's a constant slap in the face to be called into meetings. You're a bad teacher. It's your fault. It's your fault. You kind of got to let it roll off of you and go back into the trenches, close your classroom door, and keep teaching and doing the best that you can.
That often includes late nights at home.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, after I'm done on the internet and in my own library searches, making up lessons because I have no books, and basically creating every single thing from scratch all year long, and then teaching my 220 students that even if I give them a paragraph a day in an English class, that's 224 paragraphs for me to look at that night.
While the job may seem a recipe for burnout, Peart says she has no desire to leave MPS because she loves her students. Some teachers, however, are getting help so they can better manage the job. They're participating in TEAM, the district's Teacher Evaluation and Mentoring Program. Coordinator Jennifer Jones-Miller says it sends observers into classrooms, usually when they've become unruly, and then the team designs a plan to make the teacher more effective.
The role is more demanding, more responsibility is placed on teachers, and we need to provide them a positive resource to help them meet those demands.
Jones-Miller says of 6,000 teachers in MPS, about 70 have completed the program since it started in 1997. Another 130 started the training, but either retired or resigned before completing it. She says MPS offers similar intervention for principals, and the State Department of Public Instruction is keeping tabs on struggling schools. In fact, during my visit to Bayview, DPI staff members were there measuring student performance. Principal Robin Kitzrow says the school sets small, achievable goals to encourage the teens.
All the kids that are making their goals today and yesterday all received a black Bayview T-shirt. So suddenly, you know, we're seeing all the kids walking around the building that made their goal and are making progress because they're wearing their T-shirt and they're very proud.
Kitzrow says she's encouraged by small amounts of progress students are making, yet she knows she could ultimately be removed if too many numbers remain stagnant. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.